This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, September 27th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. House debates USDA cuts. Proposal targets crop insurance. Delegation pitches U.S. products. House votes to preserve food for peace. House Republicans are pushing forward with a fiscal 24 spending bill that would cut funding for USDA and the Food and Drug Administration. In a series of votes early this morning, the House turned back a series of amendments pushed by hardline GOP conservatives that would have defunded the Food for Peace food aid program and further slash budgets for several other USDA programs, as well as the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. The House also debated SNAP work requirements, but lawmakers didn't have to go on record on the issue. The amendment that would block states from getting waivers from the work rules was adopted by voice vote. Neither Democrats nor Republicans requested a recorded vote. That amendment and the bill itself are dead on arrival in the Senate, but the SNAP issue could resurface in the upcoming Farm Bill debate. For more on the spending debate and on the potential impact of a government shutdown, don't miss our weekly AgriPulse newsletter. Blumenauer unveils bill to cap crop insurance subsidies. Representative Earl Blumenauer, an Oregon Democrat, introduced legislation yesterday to cap crop insurance premium subsidies at $125,000 per recipient annually and do away with them altogether for farmers that earn more than $250,000 a year. The bill would also require that subsidy recipients actually work on farms, eliminating payments to investors who don't actually produce crops. By establishing modest payment limits and a means test, we can save money while helping small farmers and ranchers who are shortchanged or left out altogether, Blumenauer said in a statement. The legislation, likely targeted for inclusion in the 23 Farm Bill, has support from the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, which says it would affect less than 1% of farms, but save $35 billion over the next 10 years. The cost of the federal crop insurance program has quietly tripled in 3 years to $19.3 billion in 2023, said NSAC policy specialist Billy Hackett. That additional spending has not curbed prices at grocery stores for struggling Americans, nor has it included an expansion of the safety net to underserved farmers. Bicameral bill codifies organic marketing development grant program. In May, USDA authorized $75 million of Commodity Credit Corporation funds to invest in the organic market development grant program. Legislation that will be introduced today in the Senate and House seeks to continue the program and the Farm Bill and maintain this year's funding base, $75 million of CCC funds, along with an additional $25 million for fiscal year 24 and each year thereafter. Lead sponsors include Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat from Wisconsin, Senator Angus King, an independent of Maine, Representative Shelley Pingree, a Maine Democrat, and Representative Annie Custer, a Democrat from New Hampshire. As more farmers consider making the transition from conventional to organic farming, we must strengthen organic processing and storage and enhance market opportunities, Pingree said in a statement provided to AgriPulse. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA Trade Mission's second day heavy on business outreach. Participants in USDA's trade mission to Santiago, Chile, spent their yesterday at the Espacio Food Service trade show, giving companies and commodity groups a chance to interact with potential Chilean customers. The outreach happened in two formats, through the USDA pavilion at the trade show, which features a wide range of companies promoting American foods, and even a spot where USDA Trade Undersecretary Alexis Taylor took part in a cooking demonstration of the afternoon. U.S. Ambassador to Chile, Bernadette Meehan, also stopped by the show yesterday and took part in a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the pavilion with Taylor. The private sector representatives on the trip also had their first slate of business-to-business meetings yesterday afternoon, giving them access to USDA-vetted buyers interested in doing business with the American companies. EPA Ag Advisor emphasizes independent nature of Science Advisory Board. EPA Agricultural Advisor Rod Snyder is stressing that the agency's Science Advisory Board, which has called into question ethanol's contribution to reducing greenhouse gases, is an independent body that provides advice to Administrator Michael Regan. At AgriPulse Ag Outlook Forum Monday, Snyder said EPA welcomes the SAB's advice, but declined to go much more beyond that. Everyone agrees that we need to do a better job of valuing the greenhouse gas benefits of various feedstocks, he said. We're appreciative of the SAB for raising the issue. He made a point, however, of noting that the SAB took the issue up itself and also touted EPA's SET rule, which he said includes the largest renewable volume obligations in the history of the program. Last week, the Science Advisory Board agreed to, quote, soften language in a draft commentary before sending it on to Regan. The commentary, developed by a work group of the board, says, quote, according to the best available science, it appears there is a reasonable chance there are minimal or no climate benefits from substituting corn ethanol for gasoline or diesel. The biofuels industry had called for the commentary to simply be withdrawn. Study. SNAP fraud costs agencies $3.85 for every $1 of lost benefits. Supplemental Attrition Assistance Program fraud comes at a high cost to state agencies who implement the nutrition program, according to a recent release highlighting new research from LexisNexis Risk Solutions. Every $1 value of lost benefits through fraud costs SNAP agencies $3.85 based on additional costs related to labor and administrative activities. This is up from $3.72 in 2022. The release also states identity-related fraud is a leading contributor to SNAP agency fraud losses and is present in 31% of reported cases. In addition to identity theft, 25% of fraud is from account takeovers, 24% from eligibility fraud, and 20% from trafficking of benefits. This alarming report shows that welfare fraud is real and it impacts not only households in need, but also the taxpayers footing the bill for these programs, said Ben Goldley, a spokesperson for House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania. He said, quote, Chairman Thompson has spent the last 3 years emphasizing his principle of integrity with respect to our nutrition programs, improving transparency and restoring accountability to the taxpayers while serving needy Americans more efficiently and effectively. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, September 27th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.